Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You can adopt a pet at an animal shelter. You will save a life, which will make you feel better. You can adopt a dog, rabbit, or a cat, bird, or even rat.
All right, John Lucas there on the animal song. He is a heck of an entertainer. It's the Jason Barsky Show. It's WILK News Radio. And I'm joined in studio, a special guest. Introduce yourself to everyone, because I want to make sure they know who you are.
My name is Ashley.
How do you pronounce your last name, Ashley?
Wolo.
Wolo. I was afraid I was going to mess that up.
That's it's like YOLO, but Wolo.
Wolo. Ashley Wolo, you're the director?
Yes, the director at Griffin Pond.
Did you know today was National Adopt-A-Shelter Pet Day?
Of course we did. Most definitely.
Okay, cool. How do you celebrate over at the... How do you celebrate over at Griffin Pond Animal Shelter?
So, of course, we invite everybody to stop up at the shelter, and we encourage people to adopt a shelter pet.
How easy is the process? Because I've worked in different places, and sometimes, just sometimes, you find that there are very strict regulations on who can adopt what pets and, you know.
Right. So we don't try to be super strict. Of course, we have to go through, you know, the proper processes. We want to make sure that everybody is fit to be a good pet owner. But it's pretty simple. All you have to do is fill out an application. You could do that online. You can stop up at the shelter. We'll process the application. Sometimes it takes a day. Sometimes it takes a little over a day, but it doesn't take that long. Once we approve your application, as long as you already have your pet picked out, you should be all good to go home.
How many animals currently are up at the shelter?
We normally have about 50 to 60 dogs and about 70 to 80 cats. Now that kitten season is here, the cat numbers have increased slightly, and they just are expected to increase more throughout the summer months.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure kitten season starts at my mother-in-law's house. It just seems like she has multiple generations of cats in her yard. It's like our own little shelter, except people just sometimes come and take kittens off the porch. It's pretty wild.
That's crazy.
I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing. I mean, she takes them in, she gets them fixed a lot of times.
That's awesome. That's a good thing. That's definitely a good thing.
Yeah, but you brought a dog with us.
We brought Kanicki. Kanicki's currently up for adoption at the shelter. He's a young pit bull adult. He's good with other dogs. He's super friendly, and he loves attention. There's no better way to put it.
People have concerns when it comes to pit bulls all the time, but I know that if they're raised right, it's what the huge part of it. If you're a jerk raising any dog, the dog's going to turn out to be a jerk.
That's any dog. I mean, you could sometimes you see little chihuahuas that are more vicious than pit bulls. It's all about how they're raised, you know, training. A lot of the pit bulls that we see, especially Kanicki here, they're just giant mush balls. Like, they are just full of love. They just want to be, you know, given attention, and that's it.
Yeah, keep talking. I'm going to play with the dog. It's your show now.
Yeah, he's loving the attention. That's all he wants.
Yeah. Oh, I got a kiss.
He's such a good boy.
Okay, so what are the restrictions with this? If someone wanted to adopt Kanicki, is Kanicki good with children, families with children? Do you prefer?
So what we would do is, if you have kids or other dogs or other animals, we always do a test before you take the dog home, because, you know, we might see that the dog is good with, you know, certain kids or certain dogs. They might be selective, so we always test it out just to be sure that the kids and the dogs and the animals that you have in your home are going to be good with the dog that you're taking home.
Cool. He's a cutie. Years ago, I remember my mind was changed on pit bulls because I had heard what people say.
Oh, no. And it's like that. People have their opinions. Sure. And everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but pit bulls they're just like any other dog. I mean, like I said, it's all about how you raise them. It's the training, you know.
I think it's
any dog could be.
Yeah, my mom, I bought a chihuahua years ago. Like, years, like 98 maybe I bought that dog. And that dog became so clingy to my mother, like no one could pick it up without throwing a towel over it first.
I must admit, I have some of those. I have some of my own. And I also have a little pit bull, and the Chihuahuas are probably a little worse than the pit bull. And
granted, an angry pit bull would be probably worse than an angry Chihuahua.
Right.
But still,
right.
It's how you raise them. So
right, exactly. And I think that people give them the wrong impression. Like it's sad. It's very sad. But you know, we're here at Griffin Pond, we're trying to change people's outlook on their opinions of this breed.
Yeah, my feeling is, I don't know how you feel about this, but you know, it's not like people come into your shelter and you force them to take a pit bull.
No, not it at all. Yeah, it's actually shocking because people will come in and they won't even realize it, but they're falling in love with some of our pit bulls, and they sometimes find themselves second guessing it, because we've seen people come into the shelter that have those opinions and they'll end up leaving with a pit bull at the end of the day. You know, it's crazy.
Talking to Ashley Wallow, sorry, from Griffin Pond Animal Shelter. What is this big event you have coming up? It's in May, correct?
Yes.
Rocky from KRZ, who I think you guys know, he's always over at the shelter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rocky's great.
Bad. John Lucas volunteers too.
Yes,
but nothing
awesome
like
too.
Rocky. Rocky's crazy involved with your shelter, but he was telling me you have an event coming up in May.
Yes, May 19th from 3 to 7. The doors open at 2. We have our mega prize bingo. So usually we do a purse bingo every year, but we decided to change it up a little bit. So we're doing mega prize bingo. We have some awesome prizes, some raffle items, things like overnight stays to local casinos. We have passes to, or tickets to the Rail Riders games. We have so much, and I would love to name everything that we have, but you're just going to have to get some tickets and come check it out.
Okay, that's cool. If someone wanted to donate a prize, how could they go about doing that? Through your website? Or
they can actually contact us either on Facebook, they can call the shelter, they can stop up at the shelter. Prizes are definitely welcome. We can use everything that we can get.
What else does the shelter need as far as volunteers, or do you constantly ask people to bring in food to help?
What
could you use right now? If someone's listening, like, well, I don't need to adopt a pet, but I'd like to help.
Yeah. So, you know, people always question, you know, how they can help. We're always in need of volunteers. We're always in need of fosters, especially now around kitten season. We're always in need of wet cat food and wet dog food, and kitten food. Kitten food is a big thing, especially right now. So wet kitten food, kitten formula, kitten dry food, cat litter, things like that.
Yeah. Again, my mother-in-law, she has it all. I've been living there for like a year and a half.
Well, we understand where she's coming from.
You have no idea what I'm coming from. That's really bad. Again, thank you for coming in. Today is national, and let me joke about this. There, like last Wednesday or Thursday, or Facebook Live just went sideways. Sorry about that. For anyone watching on Facebook, hey, everybody, how can we donate to the shelter if we can't adopt? We just talked about that. Kyle's videotaping here. I'm sorry, he's shooting video for Facebook Live right now. But we just answered that question, Steve. And I lost my train of thought on what I was going to ask you. Oh, today is National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. That's why we have you in here. And I thank you for coming in, you know, kind of sort of, no, very much last minute.
Well, thanks for having us.
And I'm happy to have you guys on, and hopefully we can do some more stuff down the road. And
yeah, definitely.
What is the website for anyone who wants to get more information? Maybe adopt a pet?
Yeah, it's www.griffinpondanimalshelter.com. Or like I said, you can visit us on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Any backstory here on Kinnicky or no? I'm guessing you would tell me if you already knew it.
Yep, no backstory. He did come in as a stray. Like I said, he's super sweet. We did discover he's good with other dogs. He loves the attention. As you can see, he can't get enough of it.
Right. He's a rescue dog.
Exactly.
Literally. He didn't understand that wasn't... That's funny.
Yep.
Ashley Wallow.
Yep.
Wallow, like YOLO, from Griffin Pond Animal Shelter. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Today's National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. All right, bye, Kinnicky. Bye, Kinnicky. Someone adopt Kinnicky. Thank you for coming in. I do appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.